Good morning, Patriots. It is Monday, the 14th of June. The 14th of June. Today is Flag Day. So if you have your flags out, today is also the end of the Arizona audit day. And today is President Trump's birthday. So this is kind of some interesting stuff here I'm going to share with you about that. But first, let us remember, on the 27th of August, at what will be the biggest revival in the history of man, we are celebrating the Slipper Revolution. And you say, well, what is the Slipper Revolution? And I say, well, I'll tell you what the Slipper Revolution is. Slipper Revolution is this moment when we all wear my slippers in celebration and our support of America's greatest CEO, Mike Lindell, and his great company, MyPillow. And that means you need to get a pair of my slippers. Everybody needs a pair of my slippers, whether you're at the event or not, because we're trying to push to get 1 million my slippers sold by August 27th, when Mike Lindell speaks at BarsFest. And of course, you're going to go to MyPillow, and you're going to go there, and you're going to say, my goodness, what do I do when I buy these slippers? And you say, well, you use the Bards code. That's what you do. A promo code, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S. And you slip that promo code in there, and bam, just like that, you got savings on my slippers. But while you're there, you can check out the My Pillows, you can check out the My Comforters, the My Sheets, the My Towels, the My Doggy Beds. I think he's got other things too. It's amazing. There's so many My things there, I can't believe it. So go on over to My Pillow, cruise on over there, and you're going to be happy you did. Going to use that awesome promo code, that promo code that's BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, little clue, it's right in the name, BARDS FM, take off the FM, BARDS, you got it, bam, just like that. And if you don't want to just go to the website and you say, you know what, I really want to talk to somebody, well, they have a special 800 number just for the BARDS folks. It's 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939, and you can call them, use that fantastic promo code BARDS, and get their great savings and support America's greatest CEO and America's great company and stop the cancel culture from trying to attack him and have all sorts of great things and be comfy when you sleep and be happy that you're supporting American business, the right type of American business. I mean, that's when we say Mike Lindell, we say that's making America great again. So there you go, folks. Right there. BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Knock it out. Let's go. Okay, so one of the things that is important to understand is that currently today is the end of the Arizona audit. And you will have noticed, if you've been paying attention, that a lot of states have been visiting the audit. And that's an odd thing, it would seem. So I'm going to read you something here. Going to kick our day off with this. It says, something a lot of people are missing is the whole Arizona audit thing. The Democrats will try and say when the Arizona audit is decertified that, this is kind of funny, Sheedon, that would be hand puppet Joe, still has enough electoral votes, so it doesn't matter. Except it does in a big way. Because the part everyone is missing is Trump still has not conceded the election. Oh, that was a big one. Yep, that's kind of big. That is very important for what comes next. You see, if Arizona declares that the results, the entire election is now in question. Oh, wait a minute, but Congress cannot certify an election until all states have certified. Whoops, little mistake there, boys. Just like a state cannot certify unless 100% of their counties certify, the same is true for a national election with the states themselves. Well, what do you know? As Trump hasn't conceded, he now has a right to contest the entire election, and that will mean that the remaining 49 states will have to conduct a full forensic audit as a result. Oh, now we're starting to get the picture. Why do you think so many states are visiting Arizona for the audit right now, including states that supposedly already went Trump and didn't have contested election issues? They know what is coming. Dum-da-dum-dum. Do you all remember prior to 2018 election, Trump signed an EO making national elections a matter of national security? Well, yes, I do. I hope you do too, Patriots. Now, put two and two together. And when two and two together in non-progressive, non-common core math, you get four, just so I get clear. Just in case you got some liberals out here and going, two and two is seven. Like, sorry, that was common core math. I apologize to you, but I'm not going to because that's your brain dead. You probably took the injection too. So if even one state shows fraud, it calls into question the results of the entire election. Being a matter of national security now puts it under the purview of who? As forensic audits are done state to state. If you answered the military, you're on the right track. There you go. You win door number one and the new car and the new popcorn maker. You need a new popcorn maker because it's coming up. Now, the states will try to claim that it is a state sovereignty and the feds cannot do anything about that. They can't use the military. However, for anyone who has read prior series, this is someone else here. This, by the way, this website is called thegreatawakening.win. Just greatawakening.win. So this is the part it's interesting what he says here. The military belongs to the individual states as they are the citizens in the military that are derived from it. Therefore, the states being a part of the U.S. means the military in each state may take over. Very possible. True, citizen soldiers from Texas, for example, could not oversee the audit in Michigan, but the military will be able to oversee it just fine. Interesting. There will be states that will take this up on their own to avoid the military. There will be states that will resist. However, as Trump warned them before, certifying the results, the legislature in the states that resist and refuse to do audits will now find themselves embroiled in an accessory to fraud once the audits are done. But you see, here is where it gets good. Once the election is, quote, on hold, while results are determined, it means the current fraud president is technically not holding office. During the current fraud, a president is technically not holding office, but neither is the former president. So it means we have no president, which is kind of like we are right now anyway. So who gets to run things while this gets all sorted out? How do you introduce the military? Introduce all the military evidence that collected in the sting. Why do you have military legally engaged in national security issues and then they turn up with the evidence of foreign involvement? So this is why you only need one state to turn up fraud. I hope more understand why. Either the states are going to band together and fix this in defiance of the federal government, since it calls into question the legitimacy of the entire government, or the military is going to take over per law of war manual until this is sorted out. It is going to be a very, very hot summer. Well, I just thought I'd start your Monday with a little perspective, Patriots. Sounds like we're in for a warm summer. Matter of fact, it's interesting because, at least where I am, tomorrow starts 10 days of hot weather. Just thought I'd mention it. Kind of ironic indeed. So that leads me back to a principle that we have very little of in our nation right now. It's called wisdom. In fact, wisdom seems to be a dying topic. We have very few men that have wisdom. We have very few women. I think more women that have wisdom than men right now, but nonetheless, proportionally, we lack wisdom. Our families lack wisdom. Our families are, too many of our families are consumed with their own fears individually and have translated the concept of being a patriot to being obedient to tyranny. And that leaves a handful of people, respectively, what we've come to recognize in this group here as the remnant, which hopefully wisdom is strong throughout your all levels of your family, your immediate family, knowing that there's a lot here as well that have had to suffer through the being ostracized from family because you chose to follow God, faith, and not follow the obedience of the injection and tyranny. But wisdom is nonetheless something that our nation needs very dearly. And it's not an easy thing. It requires people to take some time and reflect on Scripture. It takes time to reflect on the situations around them and not react. It takes time. People have to breathe, observe, and let God speak deeply to them. And it's just something that in this day and age, I think a lot because of our faith has slipped so deeply, we just don't have wisdom. That article is an example of somebody who's taken some time, and at least in this situation before them, not reacting, but paying attention to details and using some wisdom to see what the potential is of things that are about, that are coming to us. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. It is an amazing thought that in Scripture, and it comes in again and again, all that we need to do is ask, and it will be given. And this gets to kind of the core of the fight that seems to be happening within all of us. Wisdom comes from the heart, comes from the relationship with God. And without that solidity, without that solid foundation, we become creatures of the mind. The mind is limited to what we experience in our lifetime and what we fill it with. And if you're filling it with garbage, whatever form that garbage takes, there's not going to be any wisdom. That's interesting when you think about this, that wisdom is a spiritual thing. It's connected to God. It comes from our heart and our connection with God. So isn't it interesting that so much of the emphasis on this cabal has always been to go after our mind, to control our mind. Where is fear centered? It's not centered in our heart. Fear is centered in our thoughts. Where is anxiety built? It's built in our thoughts. It's all built about the things that we imagine. It's all built around the things that we create in our dreams, in our imaginations, in our thoughts, and that's where our fears and everything manifest. All in the mind. So the more that they can control the thought of people, the less we listen to our heart and what God gives us is a foundation. There's so many people right now that have lacked the simple wisdom of that article that I just read a few minutes ago. They've given up. They've thrown their hands up. They've conceded. It's like, this is it. It's over. There's nothing here. And in so doing, in giving up, they didn't just give up on their country. They gave up on God. God God does not forsake us, we forsake God. And when we do, it's always this thing that is said, well, God is always there, and he is. But here's the part that I think everyone misses. Just when that happens and you fall off the trail or you fall off the cliff, getting back, God's always going to be there for you, but it doesn't mean the climb is going to be easy. By no means will it be easy. And getting back to God is not instantaneous in far as feeling that power of the glory and beauty of walking on that path with God. There are trials that we go through. I mean, I speak from experience. And I've seen it too much in my life to be told otherwise. This is why I've said so many times that there's a lot of misconception on the concept of salvation. It's one of the biggest, twisted truths in the church. And the concept that once you accept Christ, you're saved. And it's as if it's all over. No, it's when the work begins. And so when you fall off that path and you turn your back on God, you can still reclaim it, but you're going to have to work hard. And it's going to be a hard climb. And that's the question of whether people really have the desire and the will to do it. Because when we live in that place with Christ in our heart, we have put wisdom within us. We've relied on God to guide us. We've trusted in our relationship in Christ, through Christ to the Father, to guide us. There's many things in question right now for me. And there's things I think we all need to think about. I'll give you one along these lines. If that all follows that wisdom comes from the heart, and if I'm following that kind of logic path of wisdom, and we say that a person accepts Christ, and we all agree, we've talked about it here, that with the idea of having saved through Christ, death is a gift because it is a passing on. Well, if that's the case, I should rush out and get an injection right away, shouldn't I? Because I'm going to increase my chances of death sooner. That's the brain thinking. It's not God's thinking. And this problem that we have right now with these concepts that we deal with and throw around so lightly is we don't listen to the wisdom of God, and then we frame out how we think life should be. The injection is a great example. There's no wisdom in taking the injection. There's only fear or some selfish desire to take the injection without consideration of the consequences or the relationship that people have deep within them with Christ. I've heard every gamut of excuse by now on this topic. Well, it's difficult. I had to save my job. Yep. I'm sure it was for those that do that. But it's a decision point of where do you put your priority? Are you going to walk your life with the wisdom of God and listen to that? Or are you going to walk your life with the concern of your paycheck and put that before God? These are the wisdoms. And the consequences of taking the shot and the injection are not known. They're projected based on the science that's evolving, nor is the consequences in the relationship with God known. It's literally that simple. I've said this many times. I don't know what the consequences are when you turn your back on God and you decide to put something in you that's going to redesign and affect your internal DNA. And I make no predictions on that one. I can hear it all day long about God will forgive you, God will be here. That's not an automatic thing. We have an investment in that piece too. And that comes from us listening to God's wisdom and not listening to our head first. Proverbs 16, the plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the day of trouble. Everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured, he will not go unpunished. Be steadfast love and faithfulness, iniquity is atoned for. By steadfast love and faithfulness, iniquity is atoned for. And by the fear of the Lord, one turns away from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. But is a little righteousness better is a little righteousness than greater revenues with injustice. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. An oracle is on the lips of a king. His mouth does not sin in judgment. A just balance and scales are the Lord's, and the weights in the bag are his work. It is an abomination of kings to do evil, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of a king, and he loves him who speaks what is right. A king's wrath is a messenger of death, and a wise man will appease it. In the light of the king's face there is life, and his favor is like the clouds that bring the spring rain. How much better to get wisdom than gold. To get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. The highway of upright turns aside from evil. Whoever guards his way preserves his life. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. It is better to be of a lowly spirit with the poor than to divide the spoil with the proud. Whoever gives through the word will discover good, and blessed is he who trusts the Lord. The wise of heart is called discerning, and the sweetness of speech increases persuasiveness. Good sense is a fountain of life to him who has it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. There is a way that seems right to a man, but it ends in the way of death. A worker's appetite works for him, his mouth urges him on. A worthless man plots evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends. A man of violence entices his neighbor, and leads him in a way that is not good. Whoever winks his eye plans dishonest things. He who pursues his lips brings evil to pass. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained in a righteous life. Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its very decision is from the Lord. Always wisdom from the Lord. Always centered on the grace of God to guide us and not on the things that we think or we desire. The more that we rely on God, the more that we press into him, the more the wisdom becomes part of who we are. Not because suddenly one day to the next you have gained a gray beard, as they do in older cultures, where the gray beard literally represents a symbol of wisdom, because you've succeeded in life and endured to a place where enough experience has gained a gray beard for the people to turn to you, to listen to the life experience. But it's because through the Lord, we gain the wisdom of God in all that we do. This is a time right now when we need as many people pushing into God to listen and to not just react. A time when we're walking with deep breaths, paying attention to what God's putting before us, and being at peace with the world around us. There's been too much impulse in reactions in the last 18 months. In an impulse of decision, people have decided to take their lives literally in their own hands, not to trust in God. And ironically, when they took their lives in their own hands, they have all put their life in danger of being terminated early. One could say that was God's plan, perhaps. And perhaps it's a path that you take when you deviate from God's wisdom and you wander the desert alone. What became of the many that protested in the desert manna and ended up eating the birds and dying? We don't have that answer, but it's one to ponder. What became of them and what became of their souls? Is there times right now when we're walking in the desert and what's going to define us in this age and for ages to come is our ability to hold to God's wisdom in spite of what seems like the world is falling apart. To listen closely to his guidance, to ultimately hold that line, to hold that wisdom deep in our heart and know that this life is passing as it should. Our role is there as God needs us to be. We're following the path that God wants us to follow. And in so doing, we are using our gifts and talents in the place that we are, no matter what that is, to do God's bidding in this war that is the Lord's war, in this army that we're all part of, God's army, to lead God to victory. The only way that happens is if we listen to the wisdom that God has within our hearts. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, that we thank you for this place in which we live. And no matter what our station in life is, we're blessed to be here, walking this path, listening to the wisdom you've placed within our heart. Lord, may you continue to fill our hearts with the deeper wisdoms, to guide us in all that we do, to empower us in ways never before imagined, to reach into those gifts and talents and explore the depths of that which you have put within us, that we may bring to this world what you need us to bring for this time and this place. Let us not listen to the guidance of our minds, but to listen to the wisdom of our hearts, to connect deeply with you, to follow that path cleanly, to be filled with the love of Christ that fills within us through Christ to the Father as we walk this path as our King and Savior would walk, listening to the wisdom that only you can give, O Lord. May you bless us, may you guide us, may we stand unwavering in the face of this evil as soldiers in your army, as we are part and witness to the victory that is to come. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So, Patriots, listen to your heart. not your head. Listen to the guidance that God gives us. Remember, fear emanates from the thoughts that are put within us. And if there's one thing the enemy wants right now, and it's going to get more intense, especially as we get to truths, they are going to fan the flames of fear as much as possible. Truth is one of those things that destroys evil. And so you can anticipate in the coming weeks that there will be more distractions and more illusions than we've ever witnessed before. There will be fear. There will be anxiety. There will be issues of restricting people's access to food. Remember, we are caught in the middle of a game. The cabal is trying to keep us enslaved as we try to break free. The power is not in the hands of others to free us. The choice is ours to choose. We can choose to remain slaves, or we can choose to walk free. Every slave in Egypt, every Israelite in Egypt, had that choice at that moment in time. That time is now here. Our choice is to stay a slave or to walk free. And the only thing that will guide you clearly out of this is the wisdom of your heart. And that wisdom comes from God. That wisdom is heard through our acceptance of Christ in our heart, for it is through Christ to the Father. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into this fight. Prayers up, patriots. Let Christ fill you. Let the wisdom of God guide you. For he is with you, he will never forsake you. And in the end, God always wins. I'll see you shortly for Storm Dispatch. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
And embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Guiding past the revival.